Yes, it was very disrupting, you know, to pack and to break up your home. Of course, all our clothing and some pieces of, like, china that were very, very special. And maybe a blanket or two also that were real good wool, you know, that we felt maybe we may not be able to get here in the United States.
Because there was pressure to leave things there, but they accommodated us kids, and I brought a lot of things that I now wonder why I was so attached. But I was attached, for instance, to greeting cards. They were very, very romantic in those days, and they were through the years, birthdays and so on. And a few toys, my tin soldiers, for instance, so on. I don't remember whether I brought anything about my small railroad. Yes. And then I had what we call magic lantern. It was a projector, very primitive compared to today's.
And I was hoping he wouldn't bring those soldiers, because when we played together at home, you see, I was German and he was French. And he would always decimate, you know, all my soldiers, kill them all off. And so we had quite a difference.
Yeah,
right.